All right, welcome to this day's podcast on a little grace to grow. We're going to look at Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 2, and our topic will be, what hand is your heart in? I know it sounds strange on the surface, but Ecclesiastes 10:2 says, a wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Now, this is no slight to left-handed people. As a matter of fact, the Bible talks about many great left-handed people. Ehud was a left-hander that God used in a wonderful way. There were a number of men from the tribe of Judah that are specifically called left-handed men that could throw a stone and hit a hair's breadth. But when we look at the symbology and we look at all of the scripture together and we read a passage like this, we've got to be able to compare scripture with scripture. And when it says a wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left, we need to understand some things. First of all, let's consider the heart, okay? Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, the Bible says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Matthew 15, 19 tells us, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. The heart of man is inclined to evil. It is the appetite and source of our emotions and of our sin nature. Our behavior and perception of things around us is often governed by how we feel. If we feel sad, we may behave timidly. If we feel angry, we may behave defensively. The heart is certainly the emotional center of our being, but remember, it can't be trusted. Feelings do not validate facts. You may feel your boss doesn't like you, when in fact he is trying to push you to your potential. You may feel the coach doesn't care about you, and you could be absolutely wrong. We can be so wrong about the opinions of others, about the perceived feelings of others. We got to be careful. A second thing to consider is when we look at the right hand in the Bible. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the, you got it, right hand of the throne of God. We see this also in Mark chapter 14, verse 62, where Jesus said, ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. So when we consider the right hand and the overall and the usage that God wants us to see it as, it is the hand of strength. Again, I know there are some of you left-handers out there that say, not for me, but you need to understand this from the biblical perspective. The right hand is the hand of strength. And so that is why the preacher in Ecclesiastes 10:2 says, a wise man's heart is at his right hand, that is the hand of strength, but a fool's heart is at his left. And typically, the person who allows their feelings to govern their lives rather than facts, rather than the Bible, will be led astray. They'll make poor decisions. You know, King David, in 1 Samuel chapter 27, verse 1, it's interesting, the Bible says, and David said in his heart. And then if you read the rest of that passage, you discover that he was saying, I'm not going to make it here in Israel anymore. I need to go hang out with the Philistines. Well, that was not God's plan, and we know that did not work out well for him. In God's grace, he was delivered from that. But that was a decision made with his left hand, so to speak, or by his feelings. So, the wise man knows how to respond appropriately in every situation. This does not mean he doesn't hurt. It just means he doesn't behave foolishly while hurting. The third thing to consider is the left hand, in the biblical sense, it is the weaker hand, and therefore unable to control the heart. It is vulnerable to the leadership of the heart. Rather than the Holy Spirit leading, the flesh leads. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. Proverbs 28:26. Have you been ruled by your heart long enough? Have your decisions made life worse? The way to get your heart right is to put it in the right hand. That is, in the hand of the facts. In the hand where God makes right and wrong clear. That's the place to have your heart. That's the stable place. So now, the next time you'd read this passage, or it would come to your attention, in Ecclesiastes 10:2, a wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. May the Lord allow you to remember what you've heard and examine yourself. Am I being led by the truth or by just perception? God bless you. Have a fantastic day. Thank you for listening.